USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and New York Signature Bank over the weekend amplifies the concern Americans have in this time of financial uncertainty. President Biden addressed the American people this morning.
No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Let me repeat that. No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Instead, the money will come from the fees that banks pay into the deposit insurance fund. The management of these banks will be fired. If the bank is taken over by FDIC, the people running the bank should not work there anymore. Third, investors in the banks will not be protected.
When Arab leaders met Xi Jinping at a regional summit in Riyadh last December, the Chinese president proposed a high-level gathering of Gulf Arab monarchs and Iranian officials in Beijing in 2023. Tehran is a go and has signed on. Late last week, China had brokered a deal to restore relations between Iran and Saudi Arabia, which had gone 7 years without a relationship. The broader summit between Iran and Six Nation Gulf Cooperation Council, which hasn't previously been reported, is on track for later this year. An unidentified suspect at the center of a two-day standoff in the San Gabriel Valley of California is dead. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies claim the suspect shot nearly 100 times with a high-powered rifle during the standoff before taking his own life. Commander Thomas Giandomenico with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
De-escalation and risk management and the extreme threat that suspect was putting on the community, we had to slow down our operation. We had to make sure that everything was done to perfection and to the most utmost safety. And in that process, it takes time.
The Boss, Bruce Springsteen's planned performance tomorrow in Albany, New York, has become the third concert in a week to be postponed by the New Jersey rocker. He says he's not feeling well. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by OpenJar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Some electric vehicle manufacturers are eliminating AM radios from their cars, which government officials fear could put people at risk in an emergency. AM radio is one of the critical ways that federal, state, and local officials communicate with the public during natural disasters and other emergencies. If drivers don't have access, the concern is they might miss important information. Senator Ed Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts, wants car companies to maintain free access to broadcast radio as a public safety measure. It's Mexico's responsibility to keep Mexico safe. So says one U.S. senator.
Mexico has a duty to its own citizens to establish security within its borders. That's the feeling of U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, who told NBC's Meet the Press, we can assist, but can't do it all.
We can help them. Yeah. We have intelligence. We have other information we can share, but we need them to enforce in their own country.
The New Jersey Democrat making the comments after four Americans were kidnapped and two of them killed shortly after crossing the border from Texas. I'm John Schaefer.
California yesterday was hit again with an atmospheric river that caused major flooding. It flowed eastward just in time for another one to make its way to the Golden State. More heavy rain and snow is forecast for the region as soon as tonight. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared emergencies in 34 counties in recent weeks, and the Biden administration approved a presidential disaster declaration for some late last week. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now, the nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime.